نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My honorable ulama ikram, respected brothers and listeners out there, we praise and thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for allowing us to gather here on this momentous occasion of Jum'ah in the blessed month of Ramadan in the state of fasting. Really speaking, this is such a happy occasion, or rather it should be such a happy occasion in the life of a Muslim, that the Quran commands us to express our happiness and our joy on an occasion of this nature. We have been commanded to feel happy, like on a happy occasion of a wedding. It is so known that happiness is part of the marriage, that if someone is not found happy on that occasion, it's asked him, "Bhai, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you happy?" Likewise, a Muslim should ask another Muslim, "Why aren't you happy today?" قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Tell them, O Nabi of Allah, what the revelation of the Quran and the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the greatest joy that can come to any believer. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. When your good deeds please you and it brings happiness to you, just at the time of iftar, we are happy that we are thirsty and shortly our thirst will be quenched. We are hungry and shortly our hunger will be attended to. Likewise, we should have another joy that inshallah when we leave this dunya, it is our belief in Allah that He is going to grant us jannah. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came late for Fajr Salah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says it was so late that it was close to sunrise. But we waited patiently and suddenly we see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming inside. Tawwaba bi salah, iqamat was given, tajawwaza fi salatihi, he then led the salah. And after completing the salah, he commanded the entire congregation, ala masafikum kama antum, O my sahaba, I want every one of you to remain seated in his place. Ama inni sa'uhadithukum ma hadathani ankum al-ghadat. I will narrate to you the reason of my delay. Of course, it was the Nabi of Allah, so the delay was not that last night I went with my wife and my children, so I came back late, so I overslept. It was the Nabi of Allah, so what was the cause of delay? إِنِّي قُمْتُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. O my Sahaba, I stood up last night. فَتَوَضَّأْتُ. I performed my wudu. وَصَلَّيْتُ مَا قُدِّرَ لِي. And I started performing salah. This hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. And the authenticity of this hadith has been sanctioned by Ra'is al-Muhaddithin Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِرَبِّي تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي أَحْسَنِ سُورَةٍ. In my salah, suddenly I seen my Allah in the most beautiful manner. Allah was before me in the most beautiful appearance. Now why these words are mentioned in the hadith? Because on the day of Qiyamah, it comes in the hadith of Bukhari, that when the kafir will see Allah, he will not see Allah in that appearance that the believer will see. And he will say, who is this We seek protection from you, you are not our Allah. And it will be Allah expressing and revealing His anger. Which Allah mentions in the Quran, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُو الْجَحِيمِ. The greatest regret for a kafir on the day of Qiyamah, wallah, will be, apart from Jahannam and the penalty and the azab will be, he will be deprived of seeing his own creator and his nourisher and his sustainer. And in the same breath, the greatest joy for the believer will be, more than Jannat and the rivers and the palaces of Jannat, will be the sight and the countenance of Allah. Allah bless me, you and all our listeners and the entire ummah at large with the countenance of Almighty Allah. So I was performing salah and I stood before Allah and Allah told me, Ya Muhammad, O Nabi of Allah, I said, Labbaik. Allah told me, Fima yakhtasimu al-mala'u al-a'la. What are the angels above you discussing? Qultu la adri, O Allah, I do not know. Again Allah posed the question again, I said, Allah, I do not know. After it I seen Allah, فَوَضَعَ كَفَّهُ بَيْنَ كَتِفَيَّ. Allah placed His palm between my shoulders. Allah alone knows what is the actual meaning of this. We know the literal translation of this. But the effect of this was, فَتَجَلَّى لِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Everything that was being discussed in the skies from one point to another was made clear and vivid and manifest to me. Now Allah told me, what are the malaika discussing above you? So I said, oh Allah, they are discussing the reward that you have promised for those servants that obey you. So Allah asked me, which are those amal, O Nabi of Allah? So I said, oh Allah, mashyul aqdami ila al-hasanat. Those steps that are taken towards the obedience of Allah. We know in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Banu al-Najjar was one tribe that was living far from the masjid. And they intended coming close to the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Diyarakum, ay ilzamu diyarakum tuktabu atharukum. O my Sahaba, do not come close to the masjid. The further you stay, the more you walk, the higher you stay. Ilzamu diyarakum. O my Sahaba, hold fast onto that hut of yours, even if it's 4 kilometers. I promise every namaz you are coming, your stage has been elevated by Allah. And what else? Mashyul aqdami ila al-hasanat. Isbaghul wudu'i hina al-karihat. And they are discussing the reward that He has promised, O Allah, when one makes wudu in difficult and adverse conditions. And what else? If'am al-ta'am, to feed the creation of Almighty Allah. My respected brothers and listeners, it is the month of Ramadan. It is the month takhallaqu bi akhlaq Allah, that we bring the character of Allah into us. Someone asked Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, on what ground did Almighty Allah choose you for being His friend? So he mentioned 3 reasons. We will discuss one which is relevant to our topic. He says, ma taghaddaytu wa la ta'ashaytu illa ma'adzayt. I cannot recall putting a mortal in my mouth or sitting on the dastarkhan, but that there was a visitor also eating with me on the same dastarkhan. We can say, I cannot recall eating a mortal and a mehman sitting with me. It is the month that we must, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha says, he was generous throughout the year, but when it came to the month of Ramadan, then he was more generous than the wind. Waleen al-kalam, and to be polite, to say a kind word. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is us, la tahtiranna min al-ma'roofi say'a, walau an talqa akhaaka biwajhin taliqin. Do not underestimate any act of obedience, even if it means meeting your Muslim brother with a smile. Just to bring joy to your Muslim brother, idkhalu surur. To bring joy in the heart of your Muslim brother, wallah, is also an act of obedience. The hadith is very long. And then what does he mention? The malaika are discussing وَالصَّلَاةِ بِالْلَيْلِ وَالنَّاسِ نِيَامِ. They are discussing, O Allah, the reward that you have promised for those that will get up and perform namaz at that portion of the night when the entire creation is sleeping. My respected brothers and listeners, if we are genuine in our claim that we want from Allah what we want, then it will only be correct we ask Allah on the time He wants us to ask. When I need a favor from my brother, then I consider his mood, I consider his time, I consider his availability, and I will speak to his friend and his brother, tell me what time is it suitable for me to come and meet so and so. I need to speak to him, I need his guidance, I need his advice. I want to come on the right time. I don't want to inconvenience, I want to come on the most appropriate time. If we claim to say we want from Allah what we want, then Allah says this is the most appropriate time, ask. إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَغُرَفًا. In Jannah there are such palaces. يُرَى ظُهُورُهَا مِنْ بُطُونِهَا وَبُطُونُهَا مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا. That from inside one can see exactly what is happening outside. لَبِنَةٌ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. One brick of gold. لَبِنَةٌ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ. One brick of silver. تُرَابُهَا الزَّعْفَرَانِ. The soil will be زَعْفَرَانِ. حَطَبَاؤُهَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ. The pebbles will be pearls. حشيشها الزعفران, the grass will be زعفران. تقفه عرش الرحمن, the roof of this palace will be the throne of Allah, and the architect of this house will be none other than the creator of the skies and the earth. O Nabi of Allah, you are speaking of such a palace. Tell me what price does Allah want? Let me see if I can commit myself to this. Like someone is auctioning a car and a house, by what you asking for? How much can you carry me? What terms can you give me? O Nabi of Allah, what is Allah asking? Tell me, let me see if I can adjust my worldly commitment and put it aside and take it aside and take advantage of Ramadan and see if I can purchase this house from Allah. O my Sahabi, Allah is asking for things. Liman atab al kalam, guard the tongue of yours. O my Sahabi, guard the tongue of yours. And with additional importance in the month of Ramadan, مَنْ يَزْمَنُ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْنِ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَقِضَيْهِ أَزْمَنُ لَهِ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who will guard the flesh between his jaws and his thighs. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the day of Qiyamah, you can collect your certificate of Jannah from me. The poet says, مَا إِن نَدِمْتُ عَلَى سُكُوتِ مَرَّةً وَلَقَدْ نَدِمْتُ عَلَى الْكَلَامِ مِرَارًا. In my life, I did not regret why I kept quiet, but many a times I had to regret why did I speak. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. That person who brings iman on Allah and on the final day, then tell him the same Allah demands, he either utters the correct word or he observes silence. لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامِ وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامَ. And the one that feeds the makhluk of Allah. وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامَ. And the one that doesn't only fast in the month of Ramadan, but fast throughout the year. Which is the best fast in the eyes of Allah? أَحَبُّ الصِّيَامُ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَوْمُ دَاوُودِ. The best fast in the eyes of Allah is the fast of Dawood alayhi salam. What was the fast of Dawood alayhi salam? He used to fast one day, and one day he used to eat. He used to fast one day and one day he used to eat. Why is this the best fast? Because Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written, if a man will fast every day, then he will become habitual to stay hungry, which will defeat the essence of fasting. We don't want a man to become habitual. We want him to feel the thirst and the tiredness. We want him to become helpless, and we want the rahmat of Allah to come into this. We want you to feel the fast. It must happen, the thirst must choke, the sweat must roll, the tiredness must come, one must feel exhausted, so that he can have something to present in the court of Allah. And if you will fast every day, it will become habitual. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Imanan wa ihtisaba. That fast must not be for your physical health. That fast, the object of that fast will be the pleasure of Allah. In the process, if your health is been accommodated well and good, but priority will not be given to your health, priority will be given to the submission to the will of Allah. I'm not fasting because of my health reason. I'm fasting because that is why, my respected brothers and listeners, நபி கரீம் ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வஸல்லம் said, my ummah will continue inviting the rahmat of Allah if they will not delay in iftar. Why is this mentioned? In other words, at the time of iftar, my ummah must eat immediately. Because Allah wants to see from us that when I say stop, you stop. When I say eat, you eat. When I say don't eat, then you leave everything. And when I say eat, you don't delay for a second. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as long as you will hasten in that iftar, and as soon as you see the sunset, do not delay. Now Allah wants you to eat, eat. لَا تَسُومُوا فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ فَإِنَّهَا أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَبِعَالٍ. Fast in the month of Ramadan. Eat day, Allah says, don't fast, don't fast. The literal meaning of Islam, the religion that Allah has blessed us with, Allah keep us and take us with this Islam and resurrect us with this Islam. The very literal meaning of this religion means submission. The meaning of Islam is to submit. And this is what Ramadan is there for us to develop within us this discipline. لِمَنْ أَصَابَ الْكَلَامِ وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامِ وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسِ نِيَامِ. My respected brothers and listeners, we have taken every advantage of the acceptance of du'as in the month of Ramadan, and we have made du'a for our physical benefit, prosperity in business, health, wealth, as far as dunya is concerned. How much advantage have we taken of the occasions of acceptance of du'as to ask Allah, Ya Allah, the spirit that you have given me in Ramadan, give it to me after Ramadan also. We take the occasion of iftar and we make dua for a house and a car and a business and this and that. We take the occasion of fairy and we make the dua. We take the occasion of Eid and we make the dua. How much dua, how much advantage have we taken of these occasions and made dua to Allah? Oh my Lord, in the month of out of Ramadan, I couldn't perform one namaz. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, I am performing tahajjud. I couldn't speak like a Muslim, now I'm dressing like a Muslim. I'm conducting myself like a Muslim. My hours are short, no time for my deen. Allah, this that you have given it to me, do not restrict it to the month of Ramadan. The hadith that I quoted in the beginning, where one sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi of Allah, advise me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. Oh my sahabi, say, I have brought iman on Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, and then fulfill the demands of the statement of bringing iman on Allah throughout your life till you leave this dunya. It will be really sad that the environment we see must collapse after the curtain of Tawwal is sighted. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah told me while I was so close to him. Let us learn from the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what must we ask on occasions of acceptance? I'm not saying do not ask your needs, ask your needs. But let us see what preference, what priority, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give priority to? At that occasion, while I was before my Allah, of course, the salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of a caliber that in the hadith of Bukhari we learn, he said, I was performing salah and I entered into the gardens of Jannat and I seen a bunch of grapes hanging and I was about to break it off. And if I had to break it off, لَأَكَلْتُمْ مِنْهُمَا بَقِيَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, you would have eaten from the bunch of grapes till the day of Qiyamah. اللهم إني أسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين. Oh Nabi of Allah, ask me what you want. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I need to Allah, narrating to his sahaba, oh my Lord, I beg from you. Oh my Lord, I beg from you, grant me the ability to submit to every order of yours in totality. وترك المنكرات, and oh Allah, give me the ability to abstain from your disobedience. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatik. Oh Allah, distribute that amount of your fear to every servant of yours, that if he wants to disobey you, that amount of fear must be found in him, that it actually becomes a physical obstacle and a hurdle, and your fear just doesn't permit him to disobey you. Today it is the lack of that amount of fear that allows us to disobey Allah in the manner we are disobeying Allah. Or rather should I say, not the lack, it is the absence. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ بِقَوْمٍ فِتْنَةً, and when you intend testing your servant, then oh Allah, lift me in such a way that I am free from it. My respected brothers and listeners, on one occasion one person was asked, what is it that we listen to the talks of Allah and Allah's Rasul, but our hearts do not get motivated? Or if it does get motivated, then for a period of time and then it's back to normal. Let us listen very attentively. He has highlighted four of the major contributing factors which have become an obstacle in us obeying Allah. He says, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنْعَمَ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَمْ تَشْكُرُوهُ. One is, Almighty Allah has been exceptionally kind to you, and you have failed to be great, you have failed to complete or express your gratitude to Almighty Allah in the manner it's supposed to be. وَالثَّانِي إِذَا أَذْنَبْتُمْ فَلَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. Number two, when you displease anyone, your brother, your sister, your wife, your boss, you make an effort to please him and you displease Allah, you never consider pleasing Allah. It comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man arda an-nas bi sakhatillah, that person who will please the creation at the cost of the displeasure of Allah, wakkalahu Allahu ila an-nas, Allah will hand him over to the creation. Waman asbat an-nas, and that person who will displease the creation to accommodate the pleasure of Allah, not just to displease them, to accommodate the pleasure of Allah, كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مُؤُونَةَ النَّاسِ, Allah will remove from his heart the desire to please the creation. Today what has happened? Because we have only pleased the creation, Allah has removed from our heart the pleasure, the desire to please Allah. We see it is the month of Ramadan. Wallah, myself, at times I sit and think. I'm saying that in a masjid where you see a man not performing salah, his connection with Allah is barely minimum. He doesn't read the Quran, he doesn't come to the masjid. To sit and think when this man will be lowered in the grave and it will be asking, who is your Allah? That Allah who he didn't speak about, that Allah whose Quran he didn't read, that Allah before whom he didn't prostrate, how will he ever recognize who is Allah? That man who did not look like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not conduct his business like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his etiquette were not like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it will be asked him, who is this, it will be a strange person. But the one who dressed like Nabi, who read the kalima before coming out, who died with sunnah, who lived with sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my Nabi, I was just making ibadat for him, I was just imitating his sunnah, I was just inviting towards his day. Every Muslim must understand, what is my connection with Allah and what is my connection with my Nabi, for me and you to understand how will we recognize our Allah and his Nabi when we'll be lowered into the grave. Number three, تَحُبْتُمُ الْأَخْيَارَ فَلَمْ تَقْتَدُوا بِهِ. You sit in the company of the pious, or you link yourself with the pious, but you do not imitate or resemble the pious in any way. And the fourth and the most important factor, دَفَنْتُمُ الْأَمْوَاتَ فَلَمْ تَعْتَبِرُوا بِهِ. You take an active part in the janaza of your Muslim brother, which is his right upon you. You give him ghusl, you give him kafan, you give him dafan. You control his family, you financially support them. You make all the necessary arrangements of burial and the rest, etc. But the lesson that was to be extracted from his demise, from his sudden death, you don't extract. We don't have to say how many brothers that were with us last year are not with us this year. We have to say how many brothers that are with us on the occasion when we were citing the moon for Ramadan that are not with us present today. And Allah alone knows how many are with us today who will not see the end of Ramadan. The poet says it so beautifully. He says, Safari gharibun, my journey to akhirat is such a journey that I am absolutely not familiar with. I have never tread this path. وَزَادِي لَنْ يُبَلِّغَنِي, and my provisions will never take me to my destination, because I'm driving a car that the petrol is already on the reserve tank. That is my petrol. My petrol is one Jummah a week. My petrol is Quran in Ramadan now and then. My petrol is sometimes on the occasion of a janaza, I come to the masjid. That is my petrol and that is the strength of my car. So this one, and I got to get to Durban and I'm driving on a reserve tank. وَقُوَّةِ ضَعُفَتْ وَالْمَوْتِ يَتْلُبُنِي. And besides that, the car that I got, I don't know how to drive also. وَلِي بَقَايَا ذُنُوبٍ لَسْتُ أَعْلَمُهَا. I have only told you the faults that I know of my car. If you ask the mechanic, he will point out 10 other faults. So the poet says, I am only telling you of the weaknesses that I know. He alone knows how much wrong I'm doing that I don't even recognize is wrong. مَا أَحْلَمَ اللَّهُ عَنِّي حَيْثُ أَمْهَلَنِي. It has been kind of that Allah that despite my evil and my wrong, He has given me another Ramadan. Wallah, you and I are not deserving of this Ramadan. And we make dua to Allah. Allah, don't ever bless us according to what we deserve. Grant us according to your mercy. Allahumma, la tahrimna khayra ma indaka li sharri ma indana. Oh Allah, don't deprive us of the good that you have because of the wrong that we do. Don't grudge us because of our wrong like we grudge our brothers in this dunya. Grant us according to your mercy and don't look at our wrong. If Allah looks at our wrong, then the first statement I will make is I'm not capable of Kenya. تَمُرُّ سَاعَاتِ أَيَّامِي بِلَا نَدَمٍ وَلَا خَوْفٍ وَلَا بُكَاءٍ وَلَا حَزَنٍ. He says, the hours of the days and the days of the month and the months of the years and the years of my life are ticking away and I am using my time, my health and my wealth, my ability and my resources in everything other than the deen of Allah. The poem is very long. Let's go to the climax of the poem. He says, the time has come and I'm lying on my deathbed. I know, Allah knows and the malaika know. My family are not ready to accept this bitter pill that my death has come close. وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْ بِالطَّبِيبِ كَيْ يُعَالِجَنِي وَلَمْ أَرَى الْيَوْمَ الطَّبِيبَ يَنْفَعُنِي. I can see my brother phoning this specialist. I can see my cousin phoning this molana. But I know in the heart of hearts, the days of meditation are over. سَيَخْرُجُ الرُّوحُ مِنِّي فِي تَغَرْغُرِهَا. Shortly my ruh will be taken out. And the very first thing that is going to happen, وَصَارَ رِيقِي مُرًّا حِينَ غَرْغَرَهَا. I am that person who used to drive in my beautiful car and I used to use deodorant worth thousands of rands. The first thing that is going to happen, my body is going to give off such a bad smell that after a few hours even my children won't want to come close to me. What does it prove, my respected brothers? Physical beauty is not the beauty, spiritual beauty is the beauty. Physical beauty a man will have today, at old age he wrinkles up and that's the end. But that time when he has taqwa, then I pray Rabo next. And when he's 15 also he said, I pray Rabo Harote. And when he becomes an old man also he is pious. And on the day of Qiyamah also that beauty will sparkle to such an extent. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم. That day when every believer will move in the light of his iman, according to the level of your iman you will be given. The spiritual light will be transferred into a physical light on the day of Qiyamah. And the munafiqeen who perhaps had physical glow and light and color and whatever have you in this dunya will be left in total darkness. And they will tell the believers, look towards us, we want to snatch some of your life so that we can also see our pathway. So my respected brothers, Ramadan has come and gone. It will really be sad on our part that you and I become the target of the curse of Jibreel, sanctioned, approved and sealed by the Nabi of Allah. بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانْ فَلَنْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Woe be to that person who finds the month of Ramadan and does not have his sins forgiven. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seals this curse by saying Ameen. It is the month of forgiveness. Last night I spoke here in detail half an hour on the importance of forgiving. We will highlight one incident. On the occasion of Bani al-Mustaliq, when the Sahaba were returning, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of Munafiqeen, he accused the daughter of Abu Bakr and the wife of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the act of zina and fornication against an innocent sahabi by the name of Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu anhu. Three innocent sahaba also fell prey to this accusation that was made against Hazrat Aisha. The instigator was a munafiq, but in the process some innocent sahaba also fell in the trap, perhaps not verbally accusing but holding the same view of accusation. Among the three was